USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On Wednesday, there will be a historic vote in the House over the impeachment of President Trump. The House Rules Committee has voted for 6 hours of debate with the final votes to follow. The vote is in the democratically controlled House, but the next phase is a trial in the Senate, which is Republican controlled. Senate leaders Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer are grappling with how to proceed. McConnell is urging House Democrats to reconsider. He also says,
"The House made a partisan political decision to impeach. I would anticipate we will have a largely partisan outcome in the Senate. I'm not impartial about this at all."
McConnell says it's not the place of the Senate to call additional witnesses. Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer says,
"It's clear that Senator McConnell wants to use the Senate to help participate in a cover-up."
This is USA Radio News.
So there's this guy named Jordan, and he's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. But then he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage 4. And here's the thing. He had switched from medical insurance to MediShare, which is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this really going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. If you want to find out more, here's a number for you. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The latest report on America's manufacturing sector is out, and USA's Chris Barnes has details.
U.S. manufacturing exceeding expectations for the month of November, according to the Federal Reserve, which says production rose by 1.1% last month. The Fed measures the industrial sector by looking at manufacturing, mining, and electric and gas utilities. The increase comes as the United Auto Workers Union reached a 4-year contract with General Motors, ending a 6-week strike composed of nearly 46,000 workers. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former Trump campaign chair Paul Manafort is hospitalized in stable condition. He was moved from a federal prison in central Pennsylvania for treatment of an unspecified heart-related problem. That means he will miss a hearing Wednesday in New York City on a state case in which he's accused of giving false information on a mortgage loan application. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to your health care? Well, right now is the only time of year you can do anything about it. So make the switch to Liberty HealthShare. As a health care sharing ministry, they're not insurance. So you can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals, and choose when you sign up. They have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contracts, starting at only $199 per month. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
Starbucks is once again being forced to apologize after the way one store treated two deputies in Riverside, California. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg gives us an update.
It's the third time in the last year that the coffee chain has been accused of mistreating police officers. Regarding the latest incident in Riverside, two deputies were refused service at Starbucks where they stood and waited and were ignored for over 5 minutes. Inez Stepman is with the Independent Women's Forum, and she tells Fox News something seems to be going on at Starbucks.
This is the third such incident with police specifically just this year. And it does speak to the corporate culture there. Obviously, they're not going to shut down all 8,000 stores the way they did after they were accused of racism in Philadelphia. And it generally speaks to a problem conservatives are going to have to confront, the problem of woke capitalism. When you have Fortune 500 companies, when you have large companies that have a very left-wing culture and tend to bow to social justice warriors, to causes on the left, and not be afraid of offending conservative customers, even though, you know, a large corporation like Starbucks certainly serves Republicans and Democrats. They don't seem to be too worried about offending the right.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.